the loser standing small beside the victory.
Wednesday morning, good morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here as we follow the news this morning. Just broke before I took to the airwaves that Canada has agreed to the 5% GDP goal that NATO has laid out for all NATO allies to hit within the next decade. This is a pretty big commitment from the government of Canada. And coming up in just a few minutes, I'll be going to the phone lines to ask you your thoughts. Is this the right commitment? Is this what you expect? Are you happy to hear Mark Carney say that Canada will commit to the 5% GDP to spend on defense spending by 2035? Phone calls and texts will be welcome momentarily. But before I get to this, I want to have a quick conversation with Franco Terrazano. Franco's been on this show many times. He's the federal director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, who last night in Calgary, Alberta, held their annual Teddy Waste Awards. I can't believe it's been a year since we visited this topic, because Franco was on last year as well, talking about the winners, if you will, and I'm going to put that in quotes, of the Teddy Waste Awards. Franco Terrazano joins me by phone this morning. Franco, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, no, thanks for having me on. This is going to be fun.
So the Teddy Waste Awards, it's an annual award ceremony that the Canadian Taxpayers Federation bestow on those wasteful examples of government spending. Where did the idea of these awards come from?
Well, you know, it was actually hatched up 27 years ago. Okay, so we've been doing this for 27 years. It came from our former Alberta director at the time, Mark Mielke. And Mark was like, you know, we're always banging our head against the wall. This is so frustrating hearing how governments all across Canada are wasting our money. But, you know, politician bureaucrats, they can take anger. What they hate the most is mockery, right? So he had this great idea. He's like, why don't we just mock these politicians and bureaucrats when they waste their money in ridiculous ways, and let's give them awards, right? Let's give them big golden pig-shaped trophies when they waste our money. And so we've been doing it every year. You know, we host this live event. We're in a black suit, black tie. We got Porky, who's the waste hater. He's our big pig mascot. And every year we give out awards to the best of the worst government waste. And I just love calling out these politicians and bureaucrats and handing out some big golden pig-shaped trophies.
Okay, so last night, the awards happened. I know you break it down into different categories. Let's walk through some of the results from last night and anything else that you want to highlight.
Yeah, well, let's start with the municipal winner, okay? The municipal winner was actually Calgary. So get this, folks. Like, this is crazy. The city of Calgary spent $65,000 on an art project. So when people call a 1-800 number, they could talk to the Bow River. Yeah, you heard that right. 65 grand on an art project so you can call the Bow River. Now, you know, I think this is what the phone conversation would go like. You dial the Bow River and you hear this, okay? Hello, you've reached the Bow River. I can't take your phone call right now because I'm a river. Please leave your message after the sound of your tax dollars being flushed down the drain.
So this category, the municipal category, if I flip through the nominees correctly, this is the only one where Saskatchewan had a nominee.
Yeah, Saskatoon. And let me tell you, it was very well deserved. Okay, so Saskatoon paid consultants $300,000 to come up with a brand new name and logo for its buses. Okay, so what did they come up with after spending $300,000? Link. They came up with the name Link, okay? And, like, look, that should have taken, like, an afternoon. But it took them 3 years, $300,000, and 27 brainstorming sessions for the word Link. Okay, and you might be sitting there being like, well, maybe that name is brilliantly creative. Like, who else could have come up with the name Link for their buses? Well, Vancouver, Halifax, LA, Dublin, and practically every other transit system in the entire world has Link in it. So I don't know. So, Evan, you know, I don't know how it took them 3 years, 300 grand to come up with the name Link.
But we didn't win. So, I mean, that we got to chalk that up to success, if nothing else.
Well, it was close, though. It was close. Let me tell you. And remember, Link, $300,000, right? $80,000 a letter. And it's a four-letter word, of course. And I think every taxpayer's reaction is another four-letter word.
Yeah, fair enough. Franco Terrazano is my guest, federal director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Okay, let's move on. Provincial category.
Oh, this one is crazy. So the winner went to New Brunswick. Okay, stay with me here. This one's crazy. They spent $77,000 on an eight-day trip to Europe to get Europeans to visit the province, right? Because, like, why check out the Roman Colosseum when you can visit the Moncton Colosseum? But the crazy part of this is that the ads that were used to promote tourism in New Brunswick were all wrong, right? Like, one ad said, hey, come to St. John, the provincial capital. Well, St. John is not the provincial capital.
How does that get through, though? How does that get through the scrutiny before the ad goes out?
I have no idea, but it gets worse, okay? So another ad is like, hey, come check out the Martello Tower. Well, that sounds fun, but the tower has been closed for 9 years.
But you can check it out.
Okay. Yeah, but you can check it out. Take a look, folks. Yeah. It's not the Eiffel Tower. It's the Martello Tower. Okay, another ad, because it gets crazier. Another ad's like, check out the New Brunswick Museum. Well, that sounds fun, until you realize the museum has been closed for 2 years.
Oh, boy.
Another ad is like, hey, take the family to the Cherry Brook Zoo. Well, that sounds great, except the zoo has been closed for 5 years.
Oh, boy. This is some, some dated information.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what I think the ad should have said, hey? It should have been like, hey, come to New Brunswick. We don't know where anything is, and everything is closed.
But come anyway. All right, let's move on to the federal award winner, Franco.
Well, this one is very well deserved, okay? It went to Global Affairs Canada, and they won it because they're spending $51,000 a month on alcohol. $51,000 a month on alcohol. And folks, like, this is the same department, and sorry for my language here, I'm not the one who did this, it's the government. They spent $1,700 on a musical about lesbian pirates, okay? And then they spent $8,800 on a sex toy show in Germany. Now, call me old-fashioned, but if the Germans want to have a sex toy show, they should pay for it themselves, not with Canadian taxpayers' money. And then they spent $12,000 on a show where senior citizens in other countries talked about their sex lives in front of live audiences. Now, think about how desperate our economy has gotten over the last couple years, where the government is outsourcing old people sex stories. Crazy.
Well, so $51,000 a month on a booze tab?
Yeah, $51,000 a month on booze. Now, a lot of this spending is going overseas. And what was crazy when we're going through the receipts is that a lot of the spending, too, is just replenishing wine stock. But one thing I noticed was they had a $1,000 booze-filled trivia night. So, folks, Global Affairs Canada, just one department, is spending $51,000 a month on booze. And, Evan, you know, I think that's the only way you can explain how all the other spending is getting approved.
Yeah, fair enough. I got where you're going there. We've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. You had a big honorable Lifetime Achievement Award last night.
Oh, and it was so well-deserved. So well-deserved. You know, I think he's the Wayne Gretzky of waste, and it went to Justin Trudeau. Of course it did, right? We may never see a waste offender like him again, right? He doubled the debt in just 9 years. Today, you're paying for 99,000 more federal bureaucrats than you were 10 years ago. But look, like, this guy was the supreme leader of spending your money overseas. Right. He's the man who stayed in that $6,000 per night hotel suite. And remember, he tried to get his government bureaucrats to hide it from Canadians. Right. Who stayed in that room? Well, of course, it was Trudeau who billed taxpayers $6,000 a night for luxury hotel suite in London, England. Then he spent $61,000, OK, $61,000 on Manhattan hotel rooms during a 2-day star studded conference. What was that conference about? Fighting poverty. Right. So Trudeau was fighting poverty the only way he knew how, which was with selfies and room service. So after a decade of being the goat of government waste, I think Mr. Trudeau is a very worthy recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Waste.
Franco Terrazano is my guest. Of course, all of these awards and nominees are available online through the Canadian Taxpayers Federation website. I'm curious to ask, Franco, before I let you go, as much as I know you have some fun with these awards, this is the serious business that you and your team do every day, calling out wasteful spending, holding governments accountable on how they are spending tax dollars. Have you seen these awards specifically influence change in spending?
Yeah, we have. I mean, only 2 years ago, right, we actually got a slush fund shut down. So it was a slush fund actually within Global Affairs Canada. It was called the Mission Cultural Fund. And that's where all the money was happening, where they're spending $8,800 on that sex toy show, $12,000 on that, you know, seniors in other countries talking about their sex lives. Well, we dug up that information. We gave them an award, the Mission Cultural Fund. And like a month after that, they shut down the fund, right? The government was so embarrassed by the ridiculous spending going on within this slush fund that they actually shut it down. So, you know, it's fun to make fun of politicians. You know, sometimes you got to, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry. But at the end of the day, when you use mockery, when you dig up the way that they're spending money like crazy, you put pressure on them and it works, right? We gave them an award. About a month later, they shut down the slush fund.
Franco, always appreciate having you on the show. I'm right in saying that this whole list of nominees and winners is available online, correct?
Yeah, taxpayer.com. Go to taxpayer.com. We have it all there.
Good stuff. Appreciate you joining the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Franco Terrazano, the federal director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, the Teddy Waste Awards 2025. Saskatchewan almost came out unscathed. One nominee in the municipal category, as you heard him talk about the city of Saskatoon, but better than last year. Last year, we were all too prominent in those awards, so it was kind of nice to see sidestepping Saskatchewan for this time. Anyway, speaking of taxpayer spending, let's take a break, come back. I want to hear your thoughts on this NATO commitment. 5% GDP by 2035. Canada's committed to it. Is it the right step? Is it the right way to go? It's $150 billion a year that will be included in the Canadian budget. Your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.